you want to see anyone on our show live, here are the dates.
October 24th at the Hollywood Improv is the Comedy Rap Battle Block Party.
You can see the one only Vicky Pezza. Then, Canada, I'm a-coming to my favorite club, and I think I'm going to record my CD there. November 13th through the 17th, I will be at the Comic Strip in Edmonton, one of my favorite clubs to play. The last week in November, I'm back at the La Jolla Comedy Store. Very excited, and I hope you can come out and support us at all of our shows.
And now, a message from Gareth Reynolds.
Oh, hey everybody, coming from the Naughty Show, talking to the Illuminati. We're here to offer you guys some awesome Naughty Show packages. A lot of times people are saying, hey, how do I get in the bloodstream of this terrific podcast? Well, guys, we're just going to main vein you right into the body, okay? Here's what we got for you. Everyone knows I'm a gifted sound effects man. I've many times schooled Michael Winslow in my dreams, and in the future, I'll do it in reality. However, what we're offering you till then to bridge the gap is the $5 sound effects. That's right, you can hit me up and send $5 and you'll get any sound effects you want, followed by the $10 Twitter Follow Friday Vine extravaganza. If you guys send $10, we will blast your Twitter. We will blast your Twitter on Vine. We'll blast your Twitter on Twitter. We will Follow Friday you. You will be part of the Illuminati in the Naughty Show. Or you can try to hit the Grand Slam. Now, Illuminati, you know that I shoot straight from the hip. I'm just the way I'm born and bred. For $20, you will get a handwritten mystery letter. Now, I know you're thinking to yourself, like, hey, asshole, why do I want that? Well, first of all, fuck you. And second of all, the reason is you don't know what's going to be inside there. There could be a delightful letter like me writing you a letter like I was at the Civil War and you were my long-lost wife and I just wanted to tell you how hard it is on me, okay? It could be Sam writing to you about how big buttholes can get and how great they are. It could be Vicky talking about how creeped out she is by Sam's letter about the buttholes. The point is, there's a lot to offer. $5 sound effects, $10 Twitter main vein, $20 handwritten letter. Guys, 5-star reviews on iTunes really help us out. Take a picture of that. We're going to give you a prize. We haven't determined what that is yet. Might be a postcard signed by all of us. Might be a visit. Might be me going down on you. If you're a gale, I ain't gay. Okay, guys, we love you. Keep voting. Keep rating. Keep listening. Keep loving. Because remember, guys, without you, it's just us talking.
So excited. Can you turn up my cans a little bit?
Sure. Hi, Sam.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Guys, thank you so much for listening, because without you, we're just talking to ourselves.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, nope.
That do anything?
Nope.
That do anything?
Yeah, that does a little.
Does? What about now?
Yeah, that's perfect.
There you go.
All right. So excited. A huge 7 days of Naughty Show madness.
Oh, fucking my God.
Seriously.
You don't understand this laughter. You don't
First,
understand.
Let's just start off by saying, since we've moved to Playboy Radio, our numbers have skyrocketed.
That's right. Absolutely.
Things have been going the fucking hook. Shit is getting big.
Do you think that this has anything to do with the catchphrase, the invention of the tag and the catchphrase?
Yes.
Is that?
Yes.
Because I'll tell you, I'm walking around town, and everybody's coming up to me. You know, hey, you know, you're lucky I listened, because without me, it'd just be you guys talking, you know.
To yourself.
To yourself.
You got to remember that part.
I'm getting close.
No, you keep messing it up.
I'm closing in on it.
Hey, so listen, man. And some of you guys went out, and you guys, like, made some great comments for us. But what we need you to do is take a picture of your comments, email us, so we can send you the prize. And a lot of you guys went out and did it, and I got to be honest with you. I mean, it's amazing. Some of your comments have just blown me away. I just got to find the ones I love. Oh, where are these?
Show us the ones that gave you hand jobs, and I'm the one that blew you.
Where's the one? Okay, here it is. Hilarious crew. You're going to love this one. These guys are great. Sam holds down the fort. Also, Graham Punch Drunk Podcast, too. Thank you. Vicky's a little quieter, but obviously keeps the whole show together. But my favorite has to be Gareth. He's fucking hilarious all
Thank
around.
You.
A good variety of entertaining guests. More butthole.
Oh, Christ.
More
See,
butthole.
Of course the guy who's saying that is like a butthole fanatic.
Yeah, well, you say that's like bad.
You know what? It's starting to become scarlet letters.
And that was written by our friend Spaceboy3009.
Thank you, Spaceboy. I'm glad that it's obvious I keep the whole show together. Thank you.
It is.
Thank you, Spaceboy.
My favorite comment of all so far, best assembled equals B-hole enthusiast. Five stars by Mr. Dingle, 187-00.
Why?
The show brings the b-hole heat.
I don't know why, like, if your name is Dingle, there needs to be so many numbers.
Because I think
because there's no way
a lot
there's
of
like,
Mr. Dingles.
There's no way there's like over 1,000 Mr. Dingles.
100,000 apparently.
Or yeah, I wasn't even paying attention.
Lenny will love this. Excellent. Five stars by Brett the Electrician. Hilarious, raunchy, heartwarming, one of a kind show. Five stars.
Thank you, Brett.
Beck's podcast. I do love this podcast, but I hate that they've moved to play. I should have read that before.
Yeah. No, I think it's important to say that we're honest.
Out?
Oh, we're editing
edit
that out?
Edit
podcast,
that out.
All right.
Well, the whole podcast aren't even an hour long. I prefer the longer podcast. Well, here's the thing, Nicholas St. Clair, and thank you for the five-star review.
Thank you for the five-star.
But it used to be 90 minutes, and now you're getting 2 hours per week.
Yeah.
So I know we're breaking it up, but it actually it is more podcast.
Burn, Nicholas St. Clair. You got burned.
Top-notch comedy, five stars by Alfranco 7. I've listened to the Naughty Show since they started with Death Squad. Sam, Vicky, Gareth, keep pushing for a better show, great guests, and being a community. The Naughty Show is obscure. Funny, racy, everything in between. When I listen to them at work, I find myself having to walk outside. I'm laughing so hard. That is really nice.
That's good.
That's awesome. El Franco 7.
But people love the butthole talk.
God, see, now that's a shame. That's tough to hear. It's tough to hear that you think that. It's tough to hear you like, look, either we're occupying Wall Street or we're against it.
Yeah, what you have to understand is every time you give praise about the butthole, it multiplies. Then Sam wants to do 10
Guys,
more things with butthole.
Yeah.
It's getting out of control.
There's never can be enough butthole.
Oh, God.
That's a simple rule.
That's why you don't put a crown on this king, guys.
Yeah.
Did you hear what he said?
I don't know what you talked about. Enough with that. Enough with awesomeness. We're talking about buttholes. How can we go better than that? Naughty Show Spooktacular.
Yes.
Next Tuesday, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
10 p.m. Hawaiian.
Okay, come on, bro. We're pushing product here.
Whoa, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I forgot to mention it. Hey, Hawaii, go fuck yourself in the eyes of the Naughty Show.
No, I didn't mean that. Sorry, Hawaii.
No. God
sorry,
forbid
Hawaii.
That we tell them about their clocks.
Sorry, Hawaii. We love you. The Naughty Show, Spooktacular on Laughster with, now listen to this. Lineup, and then we're going to announce the big news.
Okay.
We've got, from Tim and Eric, in Adult Swim, we got DJ Doug Pound.
Whoa.
We have the lovely ladies from Sexually Evolved. They're going to be coming down and doing a lingerie show. I mean, like, we're going to have tens dressed up as dirty people walking around as DJ Doug Pound. What he's going to do is basically just do a little fun, a little music
let's,
behind
let's
him.
Let's just call them drops
yeah.
so that we don't upset anyone.
He's going to be dropping it like it's hot.
That's
okay?
right. Like it's what? Scalding.
Yes. Like it's scalding.
He's
going
to drop it like it's lava.
Why, we have Emily Alisi, and you follow her at Emily Alisi on Twitter. She's smoking hot. She's going to be basically emceeing with me the whole thing as we watch this amazing thing. So that's an amazing lingerie show. We got Malice, friend of show, doing pole dancing.
That's her gliding up and down the pole.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I'm peppering these in.
That's great. And, of course, they're doing their world premiere of their brand new single, Party Like Tomorrow is the End of the World. The one, the only, Steel Panther live on stage! But Vicky, that's not all.
No,
oh,
it's
no.
not.
That's not all.
We just added someone to this amazing show.
We just did. Drum roll, please. Doing stand-up in the live Naughty Show, Spooktacular, Joey Diaz!
Whoa!
Those are fireworks?
Cymbals and fireworks working together for a lovely sound.
Okay, that was great. From the Church of What's Happening Now, the Joe Rogan Experience, Death Squad, he'll be live. Live.
I
don't know how it can possibly get any better. It literally can't. I don't know how we're ever going to do a show again and top this.
Well, I've been saying this since I first heard about these auditions. We should just cut our wrists right when it's done and end it because we've peaked.
Yeah.
Just that's uncalled for.
I'm saying we should kill ourselves. I don't know if that's coming across.
And we got some amazing gifts. We'll get into that in the second hour. But I think it's time to.
So Sam, what you're telling me, Sam, is that on October 29th, we're having a Naughty Show spooktacular, where we're not only going to have Joey Diaz, we're not only going to have beautiful dancers, we're not only going to have beautiful co-hosts, we're not only going to have the usual banter, we're also going to have Steel Panther playing a song, and everyone can watch this shit
on Laughster.com.
You motherfucker.
I know. It's insanity.
Laughster.com, wherever you live in the world, tune in. And if you're in L.A., you can go to the John Lovitz Comedy Club and see it live.
And all you got to do is go to samtripoli.com. Go on. You'll see the advertisement for the show. Click on it. There is a link for VIP tickets to the show. You don't have to pay. We want to pack the room. You can go to the show for free and just buy a couple beers, and you're good to go. But you know what? That was that. Now we got to move on to controversy.
Uh-oh.
There's controversy in the
house?
I
need controversy.
There's a little bit of controversy in the house? Say it again.
Controversy.
Controversy.
Okay. Let's get into this. Dragonfly, can you come inside real quick?
Can you come in the studio?
Dragonfly, leave the nest.
There's fucking controversy.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if anyone listened to the Dean Del Rey episode. I know probably no one did because they're self-centered and they don't care about the hard work we put out here, okay?
I'm sure they all did. If you're listening to this, you heard that one too.
As you know, we had a great podcast with him, a great radio show here on PlayboyRadio.com. But as I listened, I started to get a feeling, maybe, that Dean Del Rey might think Gareth.
No. What?
What? Go on. What? Go on. What do you think?
What's happening? Is that going to play?
Should I give my side of the story first before we even go into this?
Yeah, because here's what actually happened. This had nothing to do with you listening. I was sitting here, okay. And normally I think my friends are very perceptive.
Right.
And I'm noticing things happening during this that hour with Dean that I feel like something's off, and he seems to be under the wrong impression about someone on the show, and he keeps referencing things, and I'm looking at you guys, and no one's reacting to it for some reason.
Okay.
Now hours pass. It's 2 a.m. I'm home. And I say to Lenny, let me ask you something. Did you get the impression that Dean Del Rey thought Gareth was gay?
Did you get that impression?
I did not. No. Is that true?
Well, what Lenny said. I did, and Lenny told me a little something that apparently no one was going to mention to us. Coleman?
Okay, so what happened was, Dean Del Rey and I were sitting just innocently in the lobby. He was on his phone, half paying attention, and then Gareth, in one of his hate-filled rants, just start saying the word faggot over and over again.
Yeah, I remember
I
that.
Said, God loves fags. There was no us.
We heard it.
And it was a great joke.
We heard it.
It's a working joke.
We heard it.
Yeah, so you said that, and Dean just popped up and was like, is Gareth gay? Because he said the word fag. To which I, given my options available, I said, oh yeah, he's a big time queer. look at that mustache.
Oh no.
Like I felt like that was better than saying he is just full of hate.
Yes. So.
He's a great comedian. Fuck. There's option C. So. Fucker.
Now, just to be clear, if you didn't hear the episode with Dean Del Rey, just to be clear, what was happening before he came on was we were on a call-in with people that shot a porn video in front of the Westboro Baptist Church.
Who always hold up signs that say, God hates fags.
That's what Gareth was referencing.
Yes.
But Dean missed that completely, and Coleman figured the best option was to just lie about your sexuality.
I think we should go to the tape. Can we go to the tape?
Oh, wow.
Let's hear what it is.
This is going to be so fucking weird for me.
Yeah. My mustache is fucking gay, right?
Yeah, but you got to fight. What do you mean? Yours is
it's terrible,
general?
Right?
Yours?
Yeah.
No, you just got to fight through it. You'll get there.
I know, right?
Yeah. Because
it also needs color. It
will have it.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Let it go. You'll be surprised what happens
when you
quit.
Here's the thing. I grew up in San Francisco, and I'm not gay. I love chicks, but I love the gay look I love is...
Why did you feel you had to tell us that?
Because what I'm telling them, the gay look I love is the is cruising, like the leather, kind of in shape, but with the stash, you know what I mean?
And I'm just
I see a mustache, I like to play the game Gay Cop or Fireman.
That should totally be a fucking game show.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I noticed he had a mustache, so I was like, I got to get trivia. Right here, just... trivia. So I could actually play you on your days off. Like,
oh, wow. That's pretty good.
It's pretty good. Like, those guys are faggots. I go, that guy's gay, right? Because no one fires that off anymore.
Oh,
you know
that's...
I mean? You know how many emails you'd get like, no!
But here's the thing. If you grow the mustache and
Jesus
we have
Christ.
You sit in for him one day,
this is exhibit
can
9.
You do sound effects, Dean Del Rey?
Oh,
yeah, I can just say, well, you do sound effects?
Oh,
I
this mean, guy is sound effects.
Like, what kind do you do? Like, dick sucking ones?
I can do that. I mean, I really
I'm going to be the new mustache.
Yeah,
I got a mustache!
Oh, my
I'm
God.
I'm not gay. I love chicks.
Why
oh,
did
my
you feel
God.
You had to tell us that?
Oh,
I
my
like
God.
To play the gay, the game.
Oh,
what
my
kind
God.
Do you do? Like, dick sucking ones?
Oh, my God.
Let me tell you something about keeping up with the Kardashians.
That guy's K, right?
Oh, my face hurts.
That is amazing.
It's like rewatching a movie after you know the end.
It really
you
is.
See
it's
the
like
whole
the second time
different.
You watch The Usual Suspects. You're like, shut up, Kaiser Soze. That is fucking hilarious. That's so funny. My favorite part is
sound
how
effects
I
you make dick sucking.
Not how not only oblivious, but like yeah. Like every bit, I'm like yes, and I like big dicks.
Oh my God! All right, Coleman, you did well. That
Thank
was
you very
great.
Much.
Coleman. Give it up for Dragonfly.
Oh, fuck
oh,
him.
Man.
I mean, I would fuck him. I like the look of those guys.
Oh man! All right, you want to go get our guys? I'm really sad because there's no girls over there to
hilarious.
Show buttholes.
That God is so funny.
I just need a butthole.
Sam, you have one. God gave you one. It's
yeah,
on your own
no
ass.
No one wants to see mine.
Nobody does.
Let's. Are they all out there? Are all three of them out there? Why don't you bring them in? Oh, Coleman's going to bring them in?
Oh, my goodness, God.
That was hilarious.
Will you show them your butthole? Don't. That's even hotter. No, it's really hot. Let me tell you, you will save the day if you show your butthole. Okay.
Don't listen to him. That's crazy.
Here we go. Entering the room, the four horsemen of the apocalypse. How are you, buddy? Welcome. How are you?
Hi. How you doing?
Please welcome my good friends, Brett Ernst, Sebastian Maniscalco, Steve Bird. Hey, guys. If you guys want some cans, here you go.
No, we're good. We're good.
Steve, grab that one.
Hello? Check.
This one?
No, that's my
shit head. Just got crazy.
We're going to spit.
All my married friends just walked in. You guys want some headphones? You got it. I'm going without headphones, so we're all naked together.
That's cool. Oh.
Guys, welcome to the Naughty Show here at Playboy Radio. All my favorite people all in one place. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having us. And I hope you enjoyed my ceremonial acknowledgement of my butthole.
That's
See,
very
here's
nice.
The thing. You questioned my butthole abilities.
Keep
and,
in mind, right now,
you got
Sam,
her in trouble last week.
Sam's riding a high right now of feeling like everybody loves buttholes, so he's very confident right now.
Brett brought his lovely wife. Thank you for coming. what happened? I'm not a scumbag. It's just we all have weird powers, and sometimes
well,
I
what,
have...
Does your butthole go with your bat feet?
No. It's already started. We're fucking a minute and a half into this interview, and it's already started.
It's weird not seeing Sam hand from the ceiling.
Oh, man. I'm regretting this really quickly.
You look good, Sam.
Thank you, dude.
Yeah, you
I'm
do.
Sober. I'm
you don't get
punk.
Older, man.
I do get older.
But you looked old. You looked old when we first met.
Look behind the desk.
What's that mean?
I'm just here to provide entertainment.
Are you saying my gut is fucking rocking?
No, I'm saying you've always looked the same to me. You haven't changed at all.
What's that?
No, I said you've always looked the same. Like even when I first met you.
Well, you know me in different alcoholic stages. Like, I'll be like on a bad run. and then I'll get sober, and then you see me on bad runs, and now you're seeing me on a good. I'm not partying anymore.
Yeah, but we you know, we've seen it in the
on
worst,
a bad run.
Best,
yeah,
yeah,
on
a bad
I'm on
run.
A good run. Clean. I'm sober. I found Christ.
What's he like? What's he like in real life?
Hey, you know, there's
not
no
a
buttons.
Brewers
I'll
fan. I'll tell
right
you
now.
That much.
Easy. He invented
really
the Brewers.
Sebastian, how are you doing?
Good. Just taking it in.
What do
you
think?
Know, what I do is I survey the area. I look to see who's in the room.
Come on. You got to admit, this is a nice studio.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just taking it in. I'm like, this is really nice. And I'm just, I wait till all the nervous energy gets out, and then I slip in.
That's a professional room. Like
by the time I warm up, the show's over.
You critique the room, though, as far as the shag rug?
No, it's
nice.
I mean,
right?
I was telling these guys, I go, we go to podcasts a lot, and you got to go walk through somebody's laundry room.
Sorry, that's my kitty litter, bro. Sorry about
that. Yeah, and this is beautiful. Congrats.
Right? I mean, like, I've done a lot. The only other studio I've done that was as good as this, maybe a little better, was Howard Stern's studio in New York. You did Howard Stern's, right?
Yeah.
That's a nice studio.
Yeah.
This is just like, you should see one. Can you guys turn the bunny lights on? Can we do that?
It's almost like you're not deserving of this.
Well, that's why so nice.
Well, I would say Howard Stern
TBS
deserves that great studio, and then I come here and you're like, this is just as nice. I'm like, well, then why are you here?
Why am I here?
I don't know.
Why
Bat
shouldn't
feet?
I be here?
I don't know.
Show him your bat hole. Listen, show him your bat hole.
And I apologize to your lovely
your
wife.
Bat hole.
Let
show
me
your
just
bat hole.
Say, I was gonna flood this room with assholes, okay? Because you fucking. Question mark. I was going to flood it with buttholes. Just giant buttholes.
Yeah.
Black
Where
buttholes,
they?
Mexican buttholes, you name it. There was going
to
be tons
he
of
He told the Vans
but
to
like
go
you
home.
Because you're on TBS. I wasn't going to do that.
Thank you.
But now I sort of regret it.
Oh, I work with buttholes. I'm at a med.
Oh. Just everybody's taking a beating. So we've all worked together over the years. We've all done some crazy stuff.
Good
where
times.
Did I, where did we all... I met you... Sebastian, excuse me. Many moons ago, recently found out you hated me, had a grudge because I didn't book you at the luxurious
hate you, man.
Coconut
Listen.
Teaser.
Wow, that long ago.
He used to run a room at the Coconut Teaser, him and Roller Girl.
Coconut Teaser.
Right?
Roller Girl.
What was her name?
You're Christy Miller?
Christy Miller.
Why is she Roller Girl?
Because she dressed like Xanadu.
No, she used to.
But you called her Roller Girl. That's awesome.
No, I thought she used to.
No, but I knew exactly who you were talking about.
I thought she used to roller dirty.
No,
oh, that was my act.
Thick.
I'm the one with the skates.
But you were booking that room, and I was new to town, and I just went up to you. I go, hey, man, I was just looking to get some time, and I got
what
like
I say,
an attitude.
Send me a tape?
You're like, listen, guy, right now I can't really do anything for you. You're going to have to talk to Roller Girl. And then I'm like, I'm out of here.
And then Brett and I got picked up at the Comedy Store on the exact
same
day.
Yeah, but I met
day.
You. I've known you probably the longest.
Yeah.
Remember Johnny Montana?
Yeah.
Oh, that's where I met you.
Yeah, we met at Hustler.
At the Hustler Cafe.
And now you've known Sebastian for a long time because you have some great stories of the early Sebastian marketing.
No, well, those all come from Sebastian. I probably know I knew you before him, but we met at around the same time. And then, of course, Byrne came in later after he dominated New York, but then was asked to leave. Wait,
dominated, got we gotta, run out, one the other.
Wait, tell
ran
him about,
out.
Tell him about the coming soon.
Oh, yeah.
This is
awesome,
one of
my favorites.
This is awesome.
Can you tell this story about you were in Chicago and you're like,
coming
I got to make
soon.
A run. You got to make a run to L.A., but you wanted to lay a little groundwork.
Yeah. I didn't really know how to get into the entertainment business, so what I did.
Still doesn't.
Is still trying. So I took a beautiful photograph in the weeds off the Edens Expressway.
So
and,
this is swampland.
Swampland.
Oh, like color I-90. Photo.
I'm going to tell the story.
And a strong, by the way, strong okay. sweater, Rocky Ford type sweater, rolling around with Adrian in there. It's an awesome sweater.
I had a beautiful photo. So what I thought I was going to do was I was going to send this photo. I shrunk it down to 4x6 color. On the back, I pasted back then, this is in 1998, Photoshop had a image where it was a screen and heads looking at the screen. In the screen, the text said, coming soon to Los Angeles, Sebastian. I mailed it out to casting directors, agents, and managers with no phone number, nothing. Just thinking if they were going to cut this open, they were going to go, hold, he does, there's no number. But the second wave of marketing came when I got to L.A. I did the same thing, and it said, now playing Sebastian with the phone number. Not one call.
Now, you did some, now, if I'm correct, didn't you do some undercover stuff, like where you said,
oh, this is awesome. Thing, right?
Yeah. 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 I went in, and a friend of mine at the time acted as the delivery driver. After I did an audition, the casting director's name was Penny. So I sent him in with a pizza in pepperonis. It was a scent. What I did is I took the pepperonis, God. I made a scent out of it, like a, for Penny.
Oh,
dude.
Just for that.
What? This is what I was doing when I first got out here to break in. Thinking if they had a pizza from me, they'd think the guy brings food
and
after
his
audition.
And
didn't
you put like some kind of wired device? Yeah, you bugged him.
I bugged him, yeah. I bugged him, and I listened.
That's a huge part. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You left out the best part.
I forgot the bug.
Yeah.
He's like the fucking CIA.
Oh, also, I bugged him. So, know that.
He was in a van like the FBI.
Yeah, I was in
a,
yeah,
and just
I was
listening
in my car,
to them
so.
Thinking they might just be like, what do you think of Sebastian? I don't know. Yeah.
But he was, didn't he have to ask that?
No, he came in and he goes, I don't know what just came through my pizzeria, but this guy was hysterical. He was so damn funny. So he was doing like a pitch in the room as he was delivering the pizza. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's it. That's what I did.
That was fucking hilarious.
Now playing indeed.
Now playing.
Yeah.
And we played some crazy fucking gigs together. I mean, like, I remember I was working with Brett one time. We played, I think, Modesto.
Oh, that was, well, there's the Modesto one, and then the Comedy Store one's the best.
Which
one
one's the, oh, the one down in La Jolla?
Yeah, where I fucking had to jump off stage.
Let's go into the Modesto one, where we're doing stand-up in the middle of this bar.
It's like, it looks like a, you know, it's Modesto.
Right.
And which, they, and have they you never been to Modesto? It literally smells like horse shit. The minute you get there, it smells like horse shit.
Yeah.
And we got...
The game was on, though. It was the biggest...
It was Dallas Mavericks versus Los Angeles
Lakers. Right.
The biggest comeback in L.A. Lakers history. And the stage was right in front of the giant Jumbotron.
Oh.
And they kept the game on when Sam Sett was on.
What?
So then there were these people in the audience, right? Hold on. There were these people in the audience that kept, like, heckling Sam. There was this douchebag guy and his douchebag friends that was, you know... So, and it was pissing me off. And of course, you know, Sam just goes off, you know.
What's up, bro?
So yeah. Then,
I like the triple.
I had a guy throwing a chair at me the other day.
Cause
but
here
we'll
goes,
get
honestly, I've never seen a comic, and this is a testament to your act.
Oh, God.
Get as many standing O's. As he did getting booed and getting shit people throwing stuff at him. Which means he's really taking risks on stage. Because when it hits hard. But when it doesn't hit, you know, we got to go back to back. Yeah. And we got to get the fuck out of here somehow. And that's what happened in Modesto, man.
Dogs just walking out. We're just going out of the room. Everybody, don't fucking move. So we had done Modesto, and they ran the game through the whole time.
And I felt bad for Sam, man. He had a and he just started. It was brilliant.
You know, I'm in the room, right?
But you started color commentating the room.
Like you're like, I feel bad for Sam. Like I passed away or something.
No, man,
the spirit's still here, brother.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, bro. The way you handled it was fucking. He just started calling the game.
Well, I'm dead on the inside.
We just started calling it. And there's a pass to Shaq. You guys like that? Then he went into hey, because he weeded. I remember like it was yesterday. You remember you had that bit on Sean Kemp? Like, how many kids do you have?
Yeah.
He went from Shaq and then segued to a bit.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, and then he went right to Shaq to Sean Kemp and then went back to his NBA material while he was caught. It's brilliant.
Yeah, that's why.
But then the whole place wanted to beat the fuck out of us. So I just told Sam, I'm like, listen, let's just walk out of here. Just keep your mouth shut. Because he was going, everybody, did you like me? Huh? Did you like me?
See,
I
funnel?
Fucking hate you. You suck. And and I go, dude, they don't like us, man. We need to get the fuck out of here. We need to get our money and drive back tonight.
And let me tell you how many times Brett Ernst said to me, dude, just stay close to the stage and be cool. They don't fucking like you because we're doing a gig.
They don't like you.
Oh, we were doing a gig in La Jolla.
That's the one. That's my favorite, man. Because I told you. I said, don't go back there. And you went, fuck them.
Yeah. I like where we're headed with this one.
So I'm doing a show. I'm doing it. You know, we would all go down and we would all rotate who would close. And, you know, so I'm going in the middle. Brett's closing out.
Yeah, we had four shows and there was me. Was Sebastian, were you with us this time?
No.
Was it Cap? It was Cap then.
Yeah, I don't even know if Cap was there.
It was me, you, Cap. Because we would alternate each show.
Yeah.
So Sam was taping his set and it was the funniest thing. This woman kept talking and Sam just went into her. I remember what you told her. You said, you remind me of my ex-girlfriend, except you're older and chubbier. Oh.
Oh, my God.
And she deserved it. So the guys started getting all froggy and Sammy just laid into him like, fuck you. And then they had words. And so then they left and he had this video camera set up. So and the guy walked by the video camera and I was getting ready to go on.
So like at the Comedy Store, the brilliant thing about the Comedy Store and why I think the Comedy Store puts out such great comics is that there's no host. Yeah. You always got whatever happens on stage, you got to go right into that.
Yeah.
And of course I had like, I mean, there's a couple times when you just murder a heckler and you're like, why didn't I get that on tape or something like that? That was so good. So I just murdered this. I mean, like, I killed him. Then I got the whole crowd to boo them and then kick them out. So Brett goes, man, it's like, watch out, dude. Those guys are pissed. I'm like, whatever, bro. So I go in the back, right, and I'm hanging back in the foosball table with, like, one of the bouncers. And we're talking. And I see one of the drunk guys come. And he starts walking towards me. And I'm like, oh, you know, he's going to apologize for them being an asshole, right? So he walks up, and I'm like, what's up? He's like, hey, dude. And he just goes, what? And he smacks the fuck out of me, right?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And I just stared at him going, you just fucking slapped me, dude. Every employee who's ever worked in that place came out of the woodwork. And we just start beating the fuck out of this guy. Why the show's going on?
Well, if you remember, I took the mic out and jumped and came back.
Right into the back is Brett Ernst with a mic in his hand going, what the fuck's going on? I'm like, dude, what are you doing? I look into the lobby. Everybody's looking through the back of the door going, what the fuck's going on? I'm like, get back on stage. So we're just thumping this dude. And his wife's like, I'm on the city council. I'm like, fuck the city council. I just fucking kicked the guy, right? They can't pull him out because the door is locked. So one half of his friends are pulling him on the other side. This guy nicknamed Bigfoot comes out of nowhere and just fucking kicks him right in the fucking skull. Oh. And they pull him out. And they're like, and they want to fight us like grizzly bear style, but their girlfriends pull him off. And that's that.
Can I tell them the best part? Sam uses feet and put his claws into the guy's head. And then he flew into his cave.
Bat boy strikes again.
It's the greatest. All you heard was... And he just took off with him in his talents.
That was just really uncalled.
By the way, the bat feet comes from Sam.
By his feet?
By his feet.
Being absolutely horrible?
What's wrong with my feet?
I don't know.
I got him fixed, but Sebastian was there for that. Were you there for that? When Adam
just jump on
it. When he took his socks off, was it just me? Why do I keep putting you there?
I don't know.
He took his shoes off and his feet.
Oh, yeah. No, they
can
were.
Can we just see your feet?
Yeah, can we see one?
But his
toenails. First I've ever heard about
his toenails were like Hugh. He looked like Howard Hughes.
No.
He gets that a lot.
So we took him to get a goddamn pedicure, and I don't know.
It was so bad, you guys all went to go
look
take
at it.
Him
look
pedicure.
At his bat feet.
Wait, I gotta see it on the other side.
Does he get the toes fixed?
Let's see.
Are the toes fixed?
Let me see the other side. Let me see the other
no,
side.
No, but your nails were long. Wow,
let him boy, be natural. Yeah.
Did you fix them? Dude, your toenails were like this big. Oh. They were all the way across. It's like when Dumb and Dumber was getting their makeover. Ugh. They were huge. I'm glad you take. Now there's not, but you got to remember. Well, don't you remember taking you to the pedicure when your toenails were?
Was
fucking...
that in San Diego?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I was there.
Oh, was a Med there?
No, we were in. That? We were down in Dewey Beach. The Med had his feet on the table. And his...
Don't even bring up Dewey Beach.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I forgot
that's
you were
where
there
it
too.
All crashed and burned.
No, it didn't.
That's where Tripoli went on the long road. That's where I got 5 years of sobriety.
So what's
well,
on those papers that you're shuffling around there?
Some stuff.
Chevy Chase.
I got some stuff.
Hey, I gotta say, Brett Ernst saved my ass one night at the Comedy Store. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
This guy was eating buffalo wings.
Yeah. Steve Byrne is one of the nicest human beings on the planet.
Toughest guy, one of the toughest guys.
But dude, once in a while, you could see crazy Asian eyes in him.
That's racist, but I think I know what he means. Yeah.
Well, this
you mean you
was,
can see his eyes?
You motherfucker.
Oh, I oughta.
But this dude was at the Comedy Store, and he was eating buffalo wings.
Right there is bad.
And he's like, okay, so he's eating buffalo wings. I think he was with another group of people. And as soon as I walk up on stage, this group of Asians walks out, which is absolutely normal for my act. So he goes, hey, your friends just left. Kind of funny, right? Yeah. But I'm not in the mood that night. I'm like, what? He goes, hey, your friends just left. Why don't you go outside? I go, are you saying that because they're Asian? He goes, yeah. And he's saying this, but he's eating buffalo wings. And the thing that pissed me off is that after he ate the wing, he'd lick and pop his finger. And do that. And I was so pissed. I don't know why it infuriated me. It was so condescending. I go, well, maybe I'll go outside and why don't you come out and see him with me? He goes, yeah, maybe I'll do that. So I walk off the stage. And you know how the room is like that corner towards the – so we walk over. And I just tackle this guy, and I just start wailing on him. And his buddy comes over and grabs a
now,
table.
There was, like, there was like four of them.
Hold on.
There was
four of them. What were you using? Were you using crane style? Were you
the bat foot.
Duck style?
The bat foot. I took my shoes off, and I took a hammer to them.
Oh, man.
And then I sprinkled a bunch of hair on it and glued it. And then I started kicking him with my... But I started wailing on this guy. So one of his buddies, I didn't see, you know those tables in the back, those round tables. One of his buddies picked up a table and was about to hit me with it. And Superman here flew in and tackled the guy. And I like barely saw it as it was happening. As I turned around, Brett goes, Byrne! And Brett tackled the guy. And Brett like took down like two or three of
them.
That's
so great. That was so great.
Oh, thank God.
I'm telling you, when you do a gig with Ernst, it's like having your own private security.
Yeah.
This guy is constantly...
Just sing Whitney Houston songs when you perform with Brett, because he will save you.
Why? What was it? What is there any stories about?
No, we
Brett
were
just...
in San Diego. I walked in to a shirt.
Well, this was ridiculous.
Well, I
this
mean...
was my own stupidity, and then the best thing was your reaction. You remember when Sebastian was in his club shirt phase? Like he would go on stage.
No,
he had that.
You
he had
he
that snake
there.
Skin shirt he was
no.
wearing.
No,
oh, it was Sebastian. He had a leather shirt.
What was that? 2002?
2001. Melrose. Yeah, 2001. Melrose.
No, you were just Sebastian then.
That was just Sebastian wearing snakeskin see-throughs.
Oh, so bad.
God,
and,
damn it.
But still pressing your underwear. Though,
still
right?
pressing my underwear.
Jesus.
And we're in San Diego. I'm wearing a leopard shirt.
He had the worst shirt on. It looked like it was like orange. It looked like Nerf made it or something. So we walk in the club, and I see these fucking dudes pointing at us laughing, right? So I look at Seb and he's looking at me and I just walk over to the guys and go, yo, you got a fucking problem with my friend's shirt? Right? And they're like, no. There were people behind us that they were pointing and laughing at. But Sebastian goes, what's wrong with my shirt? Like it was such a Freudian thing, like to attack these guys because his shirt was that ridiculous. But he had no idea. He's like, what's wrong with my shirt?
Why is that the first thing you picked?
Yeah, like why did you think they were making fun of my shirt? I'm like, I didn't. I just heard it. I read their lips. Yeah, I walked around with a lot of angst back then.
Yeah, it was funny.
Oh, yeah. We did a lot of gigs in Vegas, and there were crazy times in
I
Vegas.
I love that story with you in the fucking elevator. That's the greatest story I've ever heard.
You were there.
I wasn't there for
Sebastian was
there.
This is the best story ever.
We hooked up with girls in Phoenix, so we were both single. And
let me tell you, back in the day when we were all young and full of piss and vigor, nobody was better to go out with than Sebastian Maniscalco because he was all team. I'll tell you that right now. Like, if you went out and a bunch of chicks came up, he was like, let them pick who they want, and then the other one jumps on the ugly one. That's totally how it went. So Sebastian and I...
So let me guess which one you got, Mustang.
No, I agree with you. I'm like, dude, the guy's ripped. Once in a while, I would get the good-looking one. He get mangina. We've had a couple where just girls with giant man foreheads.
Isn't there another option besides banging man forehead? No, you can only fuck him. Can't you get to the door and be like, hey, it was a ruse. My buddy's fucking your hot friend. No, you're like, all right, let's go.
Hi, William Hurt Forehead.
Yeah.
Let's kiss.
Wait, you got to get back to the elevator story.
So elevator.
Oh, elevator story. So we hook up with these girls and then we end up in Sebastian's room and these girls are like, all right, well, we're gonna take off. And we're like, okay, bye. And I was like, you know, I'm gonna walk them to their car. And Sebastian's like, you're gonna walk them to the car? I was like, yeah, you know, that'd be nice.
Well, no, we didn't hook up with these girls. They just came back to our room. There was nothing going on. And that was the end of that. It was not like it was some big fuck party.
No. I hooked up with the girl. So anyways.
Well, I did.
Yeah.
Steve Byrne.
I did. I just assumed.
Steve Byrne used to murder Vegas.
So I hook up with this girl. And then
I would be sleeping on the couch. I look over. Just slow rhythm shots of some.
Slow rhythm shots.
Some intern at Beecher's Madhouse who fell for the Kung Fu Bruce Lee bit.
My favorite line was you. We were at Beecher's. We walk around. Because after you do that Beecher's show, it's 2,500 people screaming, whatever.
Screaming
they're all hanging out there.
At you.
Standing ovations. You think. Not only do you think after the show, but like when you check in and you look at your room, like, oh, I'm getting laid. Just from your room, you think you're getting laid.
And everything comped.
Everything comped. Oh, no. And it was great. So this one night.
It was the greatest hell gig ever.
It was the worst best.
We both were like striking out.
I mean, you're following midgets, gay guys swallowing swords.
You had to follow Paris Hilton when Paris Hilton was huge.
Oh, my God. The worst.
After this, we got to hear the elevator story.
Yeah, but this is the thing. So it's the end of the night. We're walking around. Sam and I are a little bummed. We're like, let's just take one last lap, and then we'll get a bite to eat. So walking around, this girl comes over to Sam, and Sam always describes the story as she said the three things every guy wants to hear after a show.
Were you the guy on stage? You were so funny. I'm so drunk. I can't find my friends.
And we looked at each other like,
there.
It was Montana to Rice. 3 seconds left for the win. Spy Sam.
Yeah. It was great. And then I'm like, okay, we should go. Sam, it's going to happen tonight. Just be cool. And it was, it's a great story. Yeah. I mean, that used to be war. Because I remember that Bill Burr did that gig one time. And it had gone a little weird for him.
Yeah.
So I was always afraid that was going to happen.
Everybody was.
I was 4-1.
I was there
that
night.
4-1.
I had to put the lights on and just went into these dudes. But you don't know how good you did till after the show. Till after your set, you could tell. But you got to hear the elevator story.
The elevator story.
Have you ever heard it? Oh, you were there.
I was there.
Yeah, so the elevator story. So I talked to Sebastian for a minute. I go to run up to catch the girls. They're in the elevator. The elevator doors are being held open by this one black guy, and he's with four other dudes. And he's basically trying to get the girl's number. Give me a girl number. Come on, give me a girl. Give me a number. Give me a number. She's like, no, I'm not giving you a number. It goes back and forth. I slip under the guy's arm. I'm like, I hit on her too. She's a pretty girl. We're going to call it. Thanks, fellas. He just ignores me. Doesn't even look at me. He's all into the girl. This goes on for another minute or two. His buddies are tapping on my shoulder. Let's wrap it up. And then he goes, come on, girl. You can handle this bling, right? And he pulls out the gold chain. She goes, look, I'm not giving you my number. And then she dropped the N-bomb.
Oh.
She drops the N-bomb. Her one friend walks out of the elevator.
Okay.
This guy steps into the elevator. Elevator door shut. We're going out of the garage. And he and I both look at each other, and it's just like, it's on. So I played hockey, so I just pulled the jersey over the head, and I'm going for broke because I know we're in a confined area. Somebody's going to get hurt, and I'm just wailing on his head.
And it was
a
Mike Vick jersey he pulled over.
So I'm wailing. He goes, I'm done. I go, are you sure you're done? You're done. He goes, yeah, I'm done. He gets up. In the commotion of it all, the elevator stopped. So we're stuck in the elevator. And
no.
I remember hearing Sarah Smiles playing by Hall & Oates. That's the
song
I remember. And so he goes, man, this is really fucked up. I go, yeah, this is definitely fucked up. I go, you shouldn't have said the N-word, but you should have taken no for an answer. He goes, yeah. So we're just sitting there. He goes, so what were you doing? And I was like, oh, I was doing a comedy show. He goes, wait, you a comedian? I go, yeah. He goes, were you on Comic View? I go, yeah. He goes, oh, Bruce Lee? I go, yeah, you seen that video? He's like, yeah. So I'm like, yeah, I'm doing a show tomorrow night if you want to come. He's like, yeah, I'll come to the show. So all of a sudden, the elevator goes again. The doors open, and his boys must have heard us tussling. So they all rush in. One rips my shirt. The other guy hits me. Another guy hits me. I got, like, hit above my eye, got hit under my lip or whatever. And he actually jumped in and goes, he's cool. Let's just get the fuck out of here. So he pulls them all away. They all leave. The girl gets in the in the thing. She goes back down. She's crying. Finally, I'm just standing there by myself. My shirt's ripped. My lip is bloody. I think I got a bruise over my eye. And out of the business center comes Liberace, who's dressed for Betty time with a little cappuccino, and his pinky was out. And I remember he just looked at me. He goes, "What the fuck happened to you guys?"
With his moisturizing socks on.
Well, because I left him. He said he was just taking a walk, yeah. And now he come back, and he's 2 minutes
I got
later,
assaulted by New Edition.
But I love he got stuck in the elevator
Phoenix,
with the guy.
Right?
Yeah. It was in Phoenix, yeah.
Yeah, Sebastian, you have a fun story about Phoenix, right? Didn't you do a morning show, a television show?
Oh, I remember we were golfing, right?
We were golfing there.
I remember that day.
Yeah. Yeah, I was in, I did a TV show and then did the gigs, came back Monday, me and Steve were golfing, got a call from the club owner or the manager, whoever it was, and said...
Dan Murr.
He goes...
out of the game.
He's like... what did you say? We're getting fined. The club's getting fined $100,000. The FCC's fining the studio. They're getting calls from mothers. I don't know what you're talking about. He's like, you said a joke on there and offended everybody, and you need to write an apology letter to the station. I'm on hole 8, ready to chip in for par, and this guy wants me to write
what
a letter.
What was the joke, right? It was
the joke
funny.
The joke was texting. It was about, I want to kick your puppy. That's what I said. Because it was supposed to be lick your
pussy.
Yeah,
puppy.
And I said kick your puppy.
You won't even say it. That's how clean of a comedian you are.
I don't know. You know what? I had to stop myself because I swore earlier, and I'm like, could you swear on this station?
Yes.
Or, okay,
yes.
So
there's
that's
a
why
bunny right there.
Guys, I want to get into some controversy.
Wait, you got to also tell Steve the story about his sandwich, too. Don't forget that.
That's okay. At the end.
Thank you.
Controversy. Go on.
Dynamite. All right.
Recently, there was some controversy out there when on BuzzFeed, a young writer put out the top 50 hottest men in comedy. His name is Lewis, what's his name?
Peetzman.
And
sounds right.
Yeah. And he put out this list of who he thought he was the most attractive.
It's a dude?
It's a dude.
Why would a dude put together? He's gay. Okay. Yeah.
So this guy put out a list, and nobody here.
I'm going to assume.
The list.
Oh,
I'm
that's good. That's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
That you don't want the gay mob to like you, the gay mafia.
They already do.
They already do.
Yeah.
So you're not upset about it.
Who's on it?
Let's see. Let's go down. Why don't you read down the list?
Here. Well,
no, you read down the list.
I was going to hand them the list.
Here you
so
go.
Oh,
hand
everybody.
Us the list. I got you.
Here you go.
The whole thing?
Yeah, well, let's just go down it and see all right, well, if yeah. you guys...
Well, I saw this, man. Somebody tweeted this a while ago.
I
saw this. I sent it to Ernst. I go, look at this. We didn't even make the top 50.
I remember this, yeah.
Good-looking comedians.
Let's go down this list and see.
At least Jeff Dye's on it. I think he's stunning.
What number is he?
He's number 10.
10.
D'Elia's... I like D'Elia. Dimitri Martin's on it? Aziz?
Aziz is on this?
Yes.
Jesus.
He's 24. He's the top half of the 50.
Wow.
Let's go He's through the tipping this point. List. Mark Maron.
T.J. Miller?
Mark Maron.
Ellie Glazer.
I think Mark Maron should be higher than 50.
Rubiglia.
Is hot?
Yeah, that's right.
This is who this young gay man beats off to. Obviously.
It's obviously what he's doing.
I mean, I'm going to make a list.
He's gay, made a list, he beats off to it. Come on, do the math.
He's still a dude, so I'm assuming he is.
But none of us made the list. I can't believe this.
Well, Sam, you have it under good authority. You're 51, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was told. Yeah.
Just
it would be
it.
Between me and Maron, yeah. Just because he gets more subscribers.
Youssef's on it. Nick Youssef made it.
Oh, yeah. Are you excited?
Yeah. Young Youssef.
All right.
Wow.
Michael Ian Black?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Number 12.
Eric Andre?
Yeah.
That's right.
Eric Andre's good looking, yeah.
He's top 10? Hot. Look, these guys are funny.
Bo Burnham?
Wait, Donald Glover, the guy from...
That's right.
Mulaney? Cult of Personality?
Mulaney? Mulaney's hilarious, but hot?
Number one?
I don't even...
Number one spot?
Hey, it's his own little thing. I see Chris Hart. Well, if you make $30 million, I guess you're
Nick,
pretty attractive.
Nick Kroll, yeah. Who on the last Comedy Central roast was called Ratface, and that's not my joke. That's like all their other jokes were about him being rat. I mean,
well, okay. Right on cue too.
That's Nick Kroll.
Oh boy,
you just said fuck you, Steve. Fuck you,
that's
bro.
So fast.
Yeah.
He must have started it earlier.
Wow.
Wow. Well, this is.
Well, Sam, you seem interested in why. Where would you have ranked us?
Sam, do your hottest 50.
I already did that.
Did you make it already?
You guys are all in it.
No, he got left off his own list. It's bullshit.
Yeah, I'm like that. Okay.
Your bat feet alone takes you to 75.
They're not that bad of feet, man.
No, they're that bad.
They're just
feet.
I glued hair on it.
All right. Well, as you guys know, I've struggled with drugs and alcohol, and I'm sober now, and part of the process of getting through this is you go to people that you've done something to and you make amends to them. So I want to take this time.
We already did this in private. You don't have to do it.
Okay,
now.
I'm not doing it with you. Right, I'm doing it with Steve Byrne.
With
I
me?
Owe Steve Byrne a major in amends. And
for
I'm going
to
tell you why.
You're
we had
to
worked
this
with together. This hey dude, I need this for my spirituality.
Let him do this, Steve.
If you don't help stop. If you
will
don't let me
this?
Do this,
yeah.
I'm probably gonna go out and relapse. Okay. So
oh,
I need
oh,
this. All
so,
right.
Okay.
I want to apologize to you because when we were in...
Before you say the story, I want to apologize about your bad feet.
Okay, thank you.
No, I didn't mean all those comments.
I'm not mad. Steve's got through his own
it's
process.
It's just genetics, yeah. Man. We're not all... We all can't be half Asian, half whatever, okay?
His feet are going to go through its own process
yeah.
soon.
It's on, they're on step two.
They're yeah. Ironically.
His feet already apologized okay. to him.
So, to the shoes. So sorry.
When we were in Edison working together, I was featuring for you. And, you know, you were really cool to take me on the road. And you were always such a good guy. Well, okay. I owe you amends because at one time I fucked your chicken sandwich and then
what?
You came in the back and I watched you eat it after I'd fucked your chicken sandwich. I whipped my dick out and
shut
I
up.
Fucked it and then I sat there and I watched you eat it. So I just want to say that I'm really sorry that I fucked your chicken sandwich and then I watched you eat it and I didn't even tell you.
Why would you do
Hold
such
a
thing,
yeah.
Sam?
Because I was just, you know, I was lost soul, man. I was getting ruined by
so
drugs
like,
and alcohol.
So I ordered a sandwich
yes.
and it's sitting there, right?
It's sitting on the table.
It's sitting on the table
and
you're like.
You
and you put
out.
Your bat
like,
dick
oh, I gotta
on
get
the sandwich.
No, I didn't put it in it. I fucked the sandwich.
Like how do you how
in
do you
the
fuck
bun?
A
I killed it. I rocked it a couple times.
You put your dick in. Was
in
anybody
it.
Else in the room?
No,
you did it by yourself.
Yeah.
And what like, was it? What was the reason behind
your chicken sandwich put up pretty quick? It was a real slut sandwich.
Wait, I'm just trying to understand this. So you literally just pulled out your
my
limp
dick.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, was
put
limp,
it between
a good-looking sandwich.
Yeah. Put it between the buns.
Yeah.
Like held it and just yeah. like pumped for a second or two.
I would say for a good minute.
Is it, Shut
not
up.
A good minute.
Yeah.
Like fucking it or like
yeah,
or
I
as a joke
it.
Or
I, no, I just yeah,
but
as a joke.
What's the yeah. what's the mindset behind, you know, I just got off stage and then,
no, the show hadn't started yet.
Oh, the show hadn't
I was
started
in like
yet.
That kind of mode, like, man, we gotta
You're fighting nerves.
Gonna be a big show. Gotta rock.
You're like that dude that peed in the coffee at the fucking in the office place, like yeah. that creepy crazy guy.
I mean
but so obviously
how
I'm
does Tripoli's
okay.
dick taste, Burn?
This is okay, but is this a real story?
What a great,
it's
yeah,
a real
it's a 100%
story.
Real story.
This is an
guys, great show. Let's
hold
go
on,
into
hold
the
on.
Running thing. Let's go into where
hold
are you guys
on.
Gonna be?
Hold
guys,
on,
where are you gonna be?
On the couch. I want to let Steve have my time.
What? Yeah, your feet are the worst feet I've ever seen. I take back the thing I
They're
said
horrible.
About your feet. They're
what?
The worst feet
so
I've ever
wait,
seen.
So wait, did you just put your
did
dick
you really?
In his sandwich? Just to...
I didn't put it. I thrusted it in.
That's, I think, what he's asking.
Yeah.
So no, yeah,
but my, yeah, that's yeah, whatever the
I
fucking semantics are.
Then,
like, were you
okay,
laughing?
Okay, but were you
or
doing
were you like,
it like because you were
laughing.
Mad at him, or you were yeah. just like the evil?
Yeah. yeah.
And then watched him eat while yeah. you twiddled your fingers. Yeah. You're
right.
a sick fucking kid.
Where was
crazy.
It? Where was
that's
it?
In Addison.
Addison, the green room is like wide open.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, nobody was there. Nobody came back.
He's fucking with you. He's fucking with you.
No, I'm not.
He references this story often, and we only found out last week that you didn't
right,
know this.
Right.
I
Sam, yeah, I don't know.
The other thing we kept between us, there's none of this shit you ever did to me, is there?
Never, bro.
Okay.
I would never
oh, good.
Do that.
All right.
Never
wait,
do
have
that
you ever had a bite of one of Steve's sandwiches?
No, but
okay,
I did have Sam's cock in my mouth.
What's going to hit? My man tits, my fat guy. Hey, dude, this is my fucking... I needed this, man.
Okay, well,
I
I'm glad...
I needed this. I love you. You're one of my favorite people in the world.
Yeah,
and
why'd
and
you
that's
fuck
what,
a
that's
sandwich?
What, because that's what people do.
Fair question.
Yeah.
I was a
Fair
sick
question.
Guy. I had a disease. I have a disease of drugs and alcohol. and it just took
over me. But were you really
me.
Fucked up when you did it?
I had a, I, no, not that fucked up. Okay. But
is there anybody else out there that you've done something like this to?
No, no, no.
Spitting just, somebody's fucking popcorn or
no,
something?
No, no, no.
Sick
no.
kid.
No, wow. no, no, no.
What'd
so
you
do to
I
him?
Was eating it in front of you, were you, were, I mean, did you want to laugh and go, hey, I fucked your, or was it, I, like, I would do it to, like, if I did it, I'd be like, hey, I fucked your sandwich,
hey,
right, we can laugh.
Spit my fuck.
Yeah, but. No. I don't understand a key.
But
that
we're running
your...
out of time, so I guess that's all the time we got.
Back
guys,
to the sandwich.
Really quickly, go to your website, your Twitter. What do you
yeah,
got?
I'm at BrettErnst.com, Brett with one T. I'll be in Long Island this weekend at Governor's and then Brokerage. In
awesome,
this weekend,
awesome. New Sebastian, York. Where are you going to be?
In Philadelphia at Helium Comedy Club this weekend.
Fucking love you, buddy. You crushed it. Gareth, where are you going to be?
Not eating near you.
Okay. Yeah. That's great.
I'll be with Burr.
Vicky, do you got anything you want to put?
Yeah, October 24th, Thursday, comedy rap battle at the Hollywood Improv.
Is Steve Burns going to be at the Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
Steve Burns, you got anything you want to push?
Yeah. Fuck you.
I love you with all my heart.
Yeah.
You're one of the nicest people I know. I love you so much. And, like, a big fucking heavy burden has been lifted off
and
me.
And placed okay. upon you.
Yeah.
Right? That chicken sandwich long gone.
Make sure.
Hey, do you guys have anything you guys want to push real quick? Can you hand them the microphone real quick and just so they can push real? Do you guys got anything you want to push? We're allowing everybody
how
to
about
push.
You, how about you push your dick in a chicken sandwich?
Go sick on. Do you guys got anything? Real quick, because we're running out of time.
I have a show at Flappers in Burbank at 7:30 next Tuesday, the 27th.
Okay, nice. Cool. And Charlie?
I have no stand-up coming up.
But you got a band.
My band is, we just released our first single, dirtycakesband.bandcamp.com.
All right, guys, next Tuesday, 6 o'clock, the live naughty show.
Oh, God.
At the John Lovitz Club. We've got Steel Panther, Joey Diaz, Pole Dancing by Malice, and we got a whole bunch of things. Please check it out on Laughster. You guys are, I love you all so much.
You're acting like nothing
I
happened.
Love you
dude.
So much.
Fuck you.
I love you guys so much.
Dude, you literally,
can't
you're just
you
acting
enough.
Like
say
oh,
that.
Guys,
you can't
we'll
say
right.
that
goodbye.
Right at the start,
take
at the
care.
End. Okay. Take, fuck you, dude. You're the worst.
I like eating sandwiches for lunch and dinner. There are so many chances to eat a good sandwich in so little time now. We can go to the beach and lay out a blanket and open a basket. And inside, there's so many sandwiches I put in my hand and start on my first one. You found a submarine and I got a hoagie. And we're both smiling, eating. Let's do it again soon.
Why did you feel you had to tell us that?
I like to play the game. What kind do you do? Like dick sucking one?
Let me tell you something about keeping up with the Kardashians.
Yeah, right.
I go, that guy's K, right? That guy's K, right? That guy's K, right?
That guy's K, right?
I ain't gay.